I'm WBJC's Interim General Manager, Jonathan Polevsky. The end of June marks the end of our fiscal year, and I'd like to thank everyone who pledged during this time to support WBJC. I thought it might be nice to say thank you by highlighting the life and works of a different composer each day until June 30th. Let's call it 30 and 30. By the way, if you didn't make a pledge and you still want to, you can be part of our fundraising efforts this fiscal year by going to WBJC.com. And with that in mind, it's time for 30 and 30, number 13. Antonio Lucio Vivaldi was born in Venice in 1678. His father started out life as a barber, but quickly turned to music and became a professional violinist. Antonio was probably taught by his father from a young age and must have had some substantial talent as a string player. He began studying for the priesthood at age 15 and was ordained at 25. Vivaldi was known as Il Prete Rosso, the Red Priest, because of his hair. Despite taking holy orders, we only know of his celebrating Mass a couple of times, and though he did not perform priestly duties, he did remain in the priesthood officially. Vivaldi's musical career really begins in September of 1703, when he becomes the master of the violin at the Ospedale della Pietà. The Pietà was one of four institutions which served as homes for children who were either orphaned, abandoned, perhaps due to illegitimacy, or had indigent parents. It's worth remembering that Venice, the home of Giacomo Casanova, had a rather extended and debauched carnival season, which contributed substantially to the number of illegitimate children. Boys were obliged to learn a trade and leave by age 15, but girls received a musical education in hopes that they would attract an advantageous marriage. While awaiting Prince Charming, this group of women became excellent singers and instrumentalists. Vivaldi wrote copious music for the women, both sacred and secular. We know that between 1723 and 1733, he wrote and was paid for 140 concerti. Vivaldi was perhaps not the easiest of people to work with. In 1709, the board of the Ospedale della Pietà voted not to renew his contract. He lost 7-6. But the following year, he was reinstated when the board realized he was indispensable. How good was Vivaldi? Allow me to quote the German architect Johann Friedrich Armann von Uffenbach. Vivaldi played a solo accompaniment excellently, and at the conclusion he added a free fantasy, which absolutely astounded me, for it is hardly possible that anyone has ever played or will ever play the violin in such a fashion. He brought his fingers up to only a straw's distance from the bridge, leaving no room for the bow, and that on all four strings with fugues and incredible speed. The French writer Charles de Bruss said, "He is an old man who has a prodigious mania for composing. I have heard him boast of composing a concerto with all its parts more quickly than the copyist could write them down." You will indulge me a brief Vivaldi musical tour. First, there is the Glorious Gloria. How about this fabulous concerto for two violins in D minor, a personal favorite? Thank you. He wrote over 30 concertos for bassoon, which are lovely. And finally, Il Cardellino, sometimes called Il Gardellino, entitled either The Goldfinch or The Bullfinch, but either way, bird-like. It is said, and probably not true, that Igor Stravinsky once quipped that Vivaldi didn't write 400 concertos, he wrote one concerto 400 times. Igor Fyodorovich, a genius, one of my personal heroes, dumping on Vivaldi. A two, Igor? Viewed individually, the concertos are sometimes unremarkable, but Vivaldi's massive output of over 500 concertos, his establishment of the solo concerto as the dominant variety of the form, and his amazing skill for melody and virtuosity make him immortal. Perhaps we should just move Vivaldi's grave to Venice, next to yours, Igor. He is, after all, the hometown boy. It's just a thought. I'm WBJC's Jonathan Polevsky. This has been 30 in 30, number 13. If you'd like to contribute to WBJC's musical efforts, you can go to wbjc.com. I leave you with a little excerpt from Vivaldi's Concerto con molti strumenti, a concerto for many instruments.